Rock 107 WIRX. Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up?
Welcome to another edition of the WIRX podcast. With us, as always, Mr. Fun Guy, but we like to talk about the green stuff here. Rick, what's up, man? Hi,
what's
how
up,
are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, man. You got us all set up. Well, Megan's here, too. Hi, Megan. Hi,
how are you?
Hello.
She's tending to the little rascal. So we actually have some special guests on the phone with us today. Oh, there he is. Hey. Yeah, we got everyone in here. What's up, Jeremy?
More rascals.
We got all sorts of rascals. But today we're actually hooked up on the phone with Andrew and Billy. And you wanted us to give them a call. So Andrew and Billy, good morning. How are you guys?
Fantastic. Thanks for having us, guys.
Yeah, no problem.
Doing great, guys. Thank you. Looking forward to this.
So, Andrew and Billy, let's get right into it. What do you guys do?
Yeah. We are a licensed provisioning center in Buchanan, Michigan. We provide medicine in the form of medicinal cannabis to qualifying patients. And our whole goal is to help improve the quality of life to all those in need.
Awesome. How long you guys been? Well, what's the name of your company?
Buchanan Development LLC, our DBA is ZenLeaf.
ZenLeaf, okay, very cool. So how long you guys been working ZenLeaf?
Well, we're actually just about to open up. So we had an open house this last Saturday, which was open to the public. We let everybody come in. This was before we had product in-house. We wanted to let people have an experience who haven't been in a provisioning center yet, to just kind of come in and take a look. Which was a great event. We had a great turnout. And then we have our grand opening on Friday. So at 12:30 p.m. this Friday is our grand opening. And we're going to have some discounts, some specials. We got some handouts and stuff like that and some giveaways. So that'll actually be the grand opening. And that will be product in-house. And as Billy said, obviously at that point, we do require that you be a patient, a card holder, in the state of Michigan to come into the facility.
Okay, well, congratulations on the grand opening.
Thank
That's
you.
Very exciting. I'm sure you guys are just chomping at the bit. You know, obviously, we have discussed so much when it comes to the medicinal side of this growing industry. What do you guys see, you know, as Michigan continues to grow? Where do you kind of see the future of ZenLeaf as you guys grow as a new company? I know we have some people like the Green Door who we discussed. There's a lot of different ones. Where do you guys kind of see ZenLeaf growing? Where do you want your business to be? I know you're just starting off now. So what's kind of the overall game plan for you?
So yeah, sure. That's a great question. You know, we definitely are looking to carry a variety of products. You know, we want to cater towards all the different types of delivery methods and consumption methods. It's very important that, you know, people come in and they have options, you know, but we absolutely, you know, keeping that medicinal sense of mind is super important to us. And that's why we're carrying a lot of products that really are what we like to call, you know, true medicine. Clean medicine, a lot of the CBD products that we're carrying. For instance, we're going to carry a product from a company named Pure Green. These are specialized formulated sublingual tablets that dissolve underneath the tongue. And they have specialized terpene profiles, different varying levels of CBD and THC. And this really offers a really nice clean product for people that won't necessarily get them high or stoned in the traditional sense. But really just start working on the biological systems in the body, improving the health of the cells, and really making people start to feel a lot better in the true medicinal sense.
Well, and that's, you know, for me, learning is so much with Rick and Jeremy and everyone we've talked to. I always thought you're always getting high. That's how you treated it. And I was like, all right, that's cool. You got some pain, get high.
Right.
You got treatments,
right.
Get high. But there's so much more to
exactly.
it than just getting high.
So much more. And you know what? We really pride ourselves with ZenLeaf is really taking it to an educational level. So we pride ourselves on teaching our employees as well how to properly discuss these things with the patients, making sure that they're being recommended the proper dosages, the proper type of medicine that really works for the body, understanding the science a lot more, understanding how cannabinoids are working in the body, understanding how terpenes start to work in the body as well, which is really interesting. You know, a lot more studies going on with terpenes and how those also affect our body and how they're working synergistically with the other components of the medicine. And that's really important to us.
That's awesome, man. Well, it sounds like you guys got it together. It's come so much farther than my buddy Ryan growing it in his basement at his folks' place.
Right? Seriously. it's great because... Go ahead, guys.
I had a quick question for you, man. You were talking about the product line. Can you kind of give us a run-through on the type of product that you guys are selling?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So right now, everything is going to be lab-tested. Clean medicine, we're working with all the other licensed operators within the state. So we're definitely making sure that the end patient is really benefiting from that, making sure that everything that they get, they can be sure that it's going through that lab testing and they're not putting anything harmful into their body. So we are going to carry a variety of strains of flower. We have vape cartridges. Offering different price tiers on those things as well, different quantities as well with the cartridges, half grams, grams. We'll be carrying edibles, gummies, chocolate. We have, like I said, a lot of sublingual products as well, and some different delivery methods as far as tinctures are concerned, sublingual dissolvable tablets. We're definitely carrying a variety of stuff. We have topicals, working with companies like Mary's Medicinals on some transdermal products so that we got some products that the efficacy is really high. It's able to break that skin, water-soluble type of products, which is really, really important as we move forward and the science advances and we start getting into more nano encapsulations and things of that nature, making sure that topical type of products are actually breaking the skin and getting into the bloodstream. So that's a big thing as well. We got flower coming from companies like Hazy Farms, Blue Soul Biomedical, High Life Farms. We have cartridges that are coming from different companies and shatters like Cannalicious, Humble Bee Products. We have a lot of different really nice operators that we're working with. Red Bud Roots, which is right down the street from us, one of our neighbors. We're really trying to get some good operators to work with. Build some good relationships with them so there's some give and take back and forth and that we can really make sure that we're putting the right products in-house for our patients.
Well, that's wonderful. And it sounds like you guys are hitting the ground running, which is tough right now because there's still some uphill battles that we need to get through as we grow here in Michigan. But really excited Absolutely. For you guys, and it sounds like you're going to be providing a lot of quality products for people that definitely need it. And again, I always go back. I've learned so much over the last 9-10 weeks, and it's exciting to see where this industry is growing. We'll get to kind of final information, but I just wanted to, for you, and if you can, what's maybe the favorite product of yours that you guys have? If you could pick one that maybe you guys are offering, what's maybe one of your favorites, both of you?
So, I mean, I'm the type of person where, I like a lot of the, CBD products. I'm big on the CBD stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to, like I said, utilizing some of this stuff on even like more of the CBD stuff for supplemental and daily type of, as a daily product, daily supplementation for your body and improve health. But overall, I think, some of these higher end products too, like your live resins, that we have, we're going to carry like a really nice 3-layer cake and sherbet smoothie live resin. So if you're into that higher end product, those are great. But otherwise some really good, chocolate bars from Midnight Roots that we have are really popular in the state of Michigan. We definitely have quite a few things that I would say I would be coming in and I would definitely pick them up myself. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
I like it.
Really?
Yeah, what about you, Billy?
I also am a fan of the higher CBD products. I like it in the sublingual drops, under the tongue, dissolvable tablet. dissolvable tablets. So I consume more medicine in those forms than the traditional smoke. But like I said, I mirror what Andrew said. I'm excited for our patients and myself for a wide variety of products that we'll try, and I will create a regimen like we will for our patients to do what's best for my condition my health condition that I handle on a daily basis.
Well I got a quick question.
Are
you guys going to be reaching out to local CBD growers such as BC Hemp Co We're about the main entity right now. There's going to be various other farmers getting into it, but are you guys going to try and focus on some of the localized people far as the CBD side? I know you can't with the THC side.
Absolutely. So the right now, you know, obviously with most of our CBD products where we have cannabis-derived CBD, obviously we have a lot changing with the hemp bill and, you know, how that's going to change the and navigate through how this, you know, comes about as far as the hemp-derived CBD products. You know, we'll always explore products that are, you know, under regulation, that are, you know, clean, and as long as they are, you know, they are, the ability for them to be in store is there for us, you know, we'll always explore those options and continually look at what type of companies and operators are out there for us to work with.
Good. No, well, I'm glad to hear that. And I, like I said, I know that with the CBD products, provision centers and dispensaries and such have to go through Michigan licensed CBD.
Correct.
Farmers. So,
a lot of stores were carrying, you know, the out of state stuff. You know, it was a little bit unregulated for a while. And obviously now with that new law in place, making sure that that is, you know, grown in hemp grown in the state of Michigan,
right.
Keeping it in house. And cool. So obviously with that moving forward, we're going to see a lot more of those operators coming on board. And hopefully, you know, what that does is also continually just drive up the quality control,
sure.
And how people are going about putting those products into the sure. marketplace.
Just like any other thing in our agriculture too, you know, yeah. As the pears come off the tree and the peaches come off the tree, it's a process and it's got to
yep.
be done right.
That's right. So. The bud's coming off the bud tree.
That's right.
I don't think I said that right, but close enough. I'm still learning. Well, guys, we really appreciate you taking the time. Really excited to see more businesses like you, guys that are excited, guys that are educating people, guys that are expanding, and that's great. So again, if anybody has any questions, if they want to come see you, if they are a card holding member, where can they find out more? Do you guys have a website? Do you have a Facebook? Hours like that? Just hit them up with kind of the basic info there.
Yeah, we do. We have a website. We are on Facebook and all social media. They're always welcome to go ahead and call into the store or stop by, and we can provide as much information as possible. And we can be found pretty much everywhere.
Awesome.
And so ZenLeafDispensaries.com is going to be the website that people can reach out to. They can find us, obviously, under the Provisioning Center title, obviously operating in the state of Michigan as a provisioning center. So you can always look us up as a Zen Leaf Provisioning on Weed Maps and Leafly, and also our website. And our hours are posted, but we're going to be 11 to 6 right now, Monday through Friday. And then we're also open on Saturday from 10 to 4. And like I said, we're going to have this Friday grand opening, 12:30 Friday, 259 East Front Street, Buchanan, Michigan. Like I said, some discounts, some giveaways, some handouts. Definitely information and educational materials for people to come in, get themselves educated, get themselves the right medicine.
Well, I just love it, guys, and congratulations. I hope you have a great – I know you'll have a great grand opening. And if anybody missed anything, just check out. I'll have it all posted, the website, and linked everything where they found this podcast. So, Andrew and Billy,
awesome.
Thank you guys so much for taking the time. We really appreciate it.
And thank you, guys.
Welcome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Brock. Thank you, Rick. Yeah, we appreciate your time as always, and we look forward to getting open and providing clean medicine for patients around the area.
Awesome. Sounds good, guys. Well, take care and have a great grand opening. Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Have a
great day.
Yep. All right, again, thank you to Andrew and Billy. And again, Rick, they are with, we call them Zen Leaf, but it's an actual different, because their LLC has got a different name. But if people are looking for them, Zen Leaf is what they should look for. So awesome, man. Well, great. Another place right here in our backyard, Buchanan, that is going to start providing great products for people. And I think that's great. Like we've talked about, people working together, come together. You brought in BC Hempco with them, you know, possibly working with companies like Jeremy's company and seeing where we grow with that. It's exciting stuff.
Yeah.
Very exciting stuff.
And last night I was at, first off, Niles held their their meeting and their vote and voted down the provision recreational provision centers in Niles as of right now.
As of right now, okay.
Reason
okay.
being, the naysayers on the board believe that there's not enough sufficient testing, and the testing isn't qualified or, you know, good enough as yeah. of right now. What they don't understand, and I guess they just need to understand, that it is right there. We have Spot Laboratory, Iron Labs. We have more labs coming.
They're just hanging on, Rick. They're hanging on. Yeah. Dear life.
Yes, they are. And but yet they allow medical.
You know what? Here's what I thought they were going to say is it's too close to the border. That's
right.
It's initially, that's what I would assume. Why
hell, we're close to the border.
Look what
for
they
God
do with
sakes.
Gas yeah. and cigarettes. What's yeah. that? That doesn't mean shit.
Yeah, yeah exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, that's what it is. But I went to Eau Claire's meeting and presented the cannabis industry to enter into Eau Claire yet again.
Yep.
And the hemp industry is already there, but I asked them to embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
So what they had told me, which is further than I've gotten in all my other chances, is to write up an actual plan mm-hmm. and present it to them. So we're going to present a plan of a separate festival from the Cherry Festival.
Okay.
But it's going to be farm-oriented, kind of like a giant farm market.
Yeah.
Oriented to all our local farmers right there in Eau Claire.
Very nice.
So that's the premise. And
so it's not just the cherry farmers getting all the love.
Right, right. But it's going to, you know, encompass the hemp farming.
Yep, yep.
And everything else. So,
awesome.
And show that it is agricultural.
How often do they do voting on the issue like that? So you said, so for now, the recreational there
they
in...
They can vote. It's up to the municipality. So
okay.
they have that power. At any given time, they want to opt in or out. They can make those choices.
So they could do it tomorrow if they wanted to.
Correct.
Okay.
They just have to write an ordinance.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Because sometimes you see that. It's like, oh, we voted no. You got to wait 6 months before you can bring it back again,
right.
which would be a real pain in the ass.
Yeah, in some instances, I think, you know, some of those things. But this one, the way it was laid in their lap is their baby.
Yeah.
If they choose to go, they can, and they have to organize it as such.
Gotcha.
But now, I think there's some, like with Buchanan, have some sex. Success in Bangor. I think our other municipalities need to do that governmental duty mm-hmm. and then go over to Bangor's meeting, go talk to the other council members of
yeah.
these other cities. We don't need to be diverse.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to be communal.
Yep.
So that's going to move it forward faster.
Okay. Well,
the merrier,
yeah. Yeah, good luck yeah. with that. I know some sitting in those meetings just got to be a drag.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, yeah,
it sucks.
We just had a meeting earlier. I'm like, oh, come on. Well, good luck on that. And obviously, keep us posted with that that kind of farmers festival, what we
yeah.
get going with that. I'm sure we can
yep.
discuss that later
sure.
on. What about you there, Tomcat? You got anything going on? You've been working hard over there?
Oh, yeah, that's for sure, man.
Yeah.
Been cloning a lot, man, and trying to get like 2,000 plus a day done. We got our order complete. We had a 1,000 plant order and a 5,000 plant order.
Nice.
So we were wrapping those up this week.
My wife are making dog biscuits like
yeah.
left and right.
Yeah.
Got dog scratching at the door.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, man. Give me some of that.
Everything's selling out of our retail location. So
good,
we're
going
to have more products coming out. Next week.
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to answer this if you don't want to, because it might be a little personal. Is there anybody in your family who's just like, I don't like what you're doing?
So many of them.
So
many.
I'd say with the hemp, there is nobody that is opposed.
Nice.
That
makes your job a lot easier.
Yeah, it's been a long road. I mean, in the marijuana industry, you know, it's just been a lot of education for the past 5, 6, 7 years.
Because I really honestly think that people generally know the benefits and the good that it can bring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, getting over that hump. I think we're still climbing that hump.
But then you still have these people that I believe know, but then they say things like, well, I only believe cannabis is okay if somebody has terminal cancer and that aids them in their progression of
mm-hmm.
to die.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's their thought process on it. They believe, oh, it just helps with the pain as mm-hmm. they pass.
Yeah.
No, it stops everything and brings them back to
life. Helps heal you.
Yeah, understand that before you speak on it in that fashion. And any of them.
You know, do you think it would be a lot like Prohibition? When it comes back, people aren't going to be on board right away. But think about it now.
They're always. And there's always going to be, I don't, even after that, the baby boomer generation passes and all that, there's still going to be people that have had to beat it in their heads. And maybe someday we'll find a happy ground where I was like, okay, yeah, this is fine.
Yeah, I'll tell you what it is, that damn DARE program.
Thanks a lot, Nancy Reagan.
Yeah, damn it, Nancy. You hot piece of ass. What?
What?
Wait a minute. Awesome. Well, I'm glad things are going well. I'm glad you guys are staying busy. I know we're on this kind of big uptick right now, and I don't know if it'll plateau at some point with anything.
I'm sure.
You know, but
I'm sure it's going to take a minute, though.
But for right now, things are good, busy. I know, Rick, you're constantly working on things, which can be exhausting at times, but fighting that good fight.
That's right.
And it's great to hear, you know, getting together with Zen Leaf and new companies that are starting to grow. And now we'll hopefully have some more info when we come back the next time. So. Another business.
Yeah, if you want to get rid of the idea of stoners being lazy, just meet these two guys.
Yeah, no joke. For God's sakes.
You know?
Yeah, it's 24/7. No,
they,
no
they
doubt.
Put us to shame, man. I love it. Awesome. Anything else? Are we good for today?
Finley.
You want to say hi?
Oh, we got Kinley here.
You're on the radio.
Hi, Kinley. How are you?
Good.
How old are you?
Five.
Nice. Good Lord, your she's old
gonna
lady.
Be, she's going to be graduating school here soon. In nice. A couple days.
Oh, they going right. to do the? Do you get the cap and gown?
I don't think.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
You want to say anything? You want to say hi to mommy or something? She might be listening. Want to say hi.
Say what's up, ma.
Say hi, mom.
Say
I love
hi,
you.
Mom, I'm on the radio.
All right, you're getting there.
Honestly, that was a lot like my first day in radio.
That's right. I don't know what to say.
Hey,
all right, awesome. Well, thank you guys. And don't forget, if you missed anything, WIRX.com on the podcast page. We do this every Tuesday.
Yeah, man.
Rick, wait till we get out of the studio, for God's sakes. All right, and we'll see you guys next time.